Welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I'm your host. And today's topic is going to be how to creatively land your first or your next podcast sponsor. I remember when I first started my show, sponsorship came to mind immediately. I think that comes to mind to a lot of folks that have a podcast and, you know, you want to start bringing in revenue for your show. And everybody I talked to told me that the only way to get sponsors is you have to have a lot of downloads. And honestly, when the show started, I didn't have a lot of downloads. I think the first month we did about 30 downloads. And so I knew that that wasn't going to be the vehicle that would get me a sponsor. Other people said, you know, you got to have a big social media following. And at the time, I had a decent following on certain platforms, but the ones that were most important to most people, I didn't really have a large audience yet. So I knew that my social media following wasn't going to get me sponsors. And so what I did, like any good trailblazer does, is I had to truly think outside of the box. And so I went to a platform that a lot of you listeners know. It's called Canva. And I searched for different templates, sponsorship templates. And I found a template that I liked, and I just started plugging in different information. I would plug in, you know, what the investment would be to become a sponsor. I plugged in, you know, what they would get. You know, they'd get an ad read. They would get tagged on all the social media platforms, and it would go to our listeners. And at that time, I think, you know, we had listeners in about 10 countries. So it was a global audience. And so I'd used what I had. It wasn't my large audience, my large social media presence. It wasn't a ton of downloads. And so those weren't really things that I focused on. My biggest focus was on some of the other deliverables that I knew I could deliver on. And I remember when I started reaching out to people, it wasn't something that I posted on social media because I knew that people would probably look at this small list of deliverables and my audience and say, you know, why would we want to invest in that? So what I did is I actually went and reached out to my warm network. And the good news for you listening to this or watching this, no matter how old your show is, everybody has a warm network. And so what's a warm network, Jordan? Well, a warm network is the people that are in your immediate circle, your sphere of influence. And so I went to some past coaching clients. I went to friends that I knew had businesses and might want to invest. I went to family members that I knew might want to invest in me. Because what I learned is if people like you and people like your mission and people see that you have aspirations to grow something and that you have goals, they will be willing to invest in you. And so it wasn't like I was charging them $1 million to become a sponsor of the show. I actually started out by just starting somewhere. And I remember when I got that first sponsor, it was $199 and it was for one episode. And I did an ad read talking about their business. I added them to the show notes and then I tagged them on a social media post. And I remember when I told them, you know, what I was going to deliver and how quickly they said yes. And I was like, man, I've figured this out. I figured out how to creatively get my own sponsor. And I didn't do what some of the big players with all the big audiences did. I didn't rely on my massive audience. I definitely didn't rely on the fact that I had hundreds of thousands or millions of downloads because I just didn't have it yet. And so I hope this encourages you, no matter if you're on episode 1, you're on episode 31, you're on episode 101, or episode 501, or maybe you're even past that. If you've never landed a sponsor, this episode, what I hope is that you see that if you think outside the box a little bit, you too can land creative sponsorships. And so what did that do for me? Well, it one actually gave me revenue into a thing that I was doing for free because I was passionate about interviewing people and I was able to now monetize the podcast. And what's really exciting is it went from $199 to $209 and it continued to grow from there. And now, you know, when you fast forward 5.5 years later, it costs a lot more to become a sponsor for the show. And I've also been able to build other strategic partnerships because over time, my audience size did grow. We're now in 85 countries. The listenership grew. You know, we're doing a couple hundred thousand downloads a month. And my social media audience has also grown. And so I started when I really wasn't probably ready in most people's eyes to have a sponsor, but I knew that I could deliver some semblance of value. And so again, I hope this encourages you to know you don't need a massive audience. You don't need a lot of downloads, but what you do need is to build some type of offer, some type of value that you can provide with everything that you do have. Okay. So if this was valuable to you, I'd love for you to drop a comment on the social posts where you saw this video. Let me know if you're going to start a creative podcast sponsorship. If you have sponsors for your show, I'd love to hear feedback from you on how did you land your sponsors, you know, and do you think this advice is valid for people that don't have a sponsorship yet and maybe are seeking to get their very first sponsor? Like always, keep up the great work. Keep blazing your own trail. And I will see you on the next episode.